yeah, we got a ton of basketball, and we're excited. Our kids are still working their tails off and getting better every day, and we're a young group. I mean, you'll look at our roster and be like, geez, where's the other guys? And I think we have five juniors and seniors total. And early season, especially after a summer where you didn't get to participate in as many things, not having that experience is kind of shown.
So the future definitely looks bright for you down the line in a year or two.
Yeah, you know, I love what we got building. I think we're getting better every day, and I like our future. I mean, we're not happy with where we are now, but we're going to keep working. That's for damn sure.
Can you throw some names out, Coach? He's really stepping up and scoring well, playing well for you.
You know, Carson Rhodes is one junior that's been fairly consistent. Wes Geiken, as a sophomore, has done an awful lot of good things. Then we've had some injury bugs, so we've had some kids step up. Jake Burge is a really, really good on-ball defender. Bennett Geiken, Wes's cousin's a good sophomore. Gray Stevens, Cooper Kane are two pretty good freshmen. So we've had a lot of different contributors in different ways.
Very familiar names, the Geikens, the Stevens, the Canes, that family, those have had kids or cousins go through the program for years, haven't they?
Yeah, you know, and I think that's the thing about Gothenburg is it is a family, and so it's not just brothers. Like, Owen's been out four or five games now almost. He looks like he's got a chance to come back, and getting guys like that back will be huge for us.
I know you went to the Hershey Holiday Tournament, had some battles, battled Gehring. And that one, and Lawrence Nelson, the same. That was a close one. Had your chances, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I thought that was one where we were missing about three of our top eight or so guys, and that depth kind of came to us, especially after the holiday layoff.
Coach, you know, we talked about it. The start being healthy, you and your family, have you had cases or kind of here and there, or you've been pretty fortunate in that area?
We've missed probably two kids between our team about every game, whether it be due to regular COVID or other injuries. I mean, Owen missed some time due to a groin injury from football still that we kind of wanted to heal up. Bronson Long missed some time for us. He's a kid that will see some time. Maddox Rickardson. So we've been off and on with our guys about all year. We haven't seen everybody top to bottom in our program, basically. So we've dealt with it, that's for sure.
Never know, this could be the first of two meetings with the Bison, being a Southwest Conference team, and the tournament coming up here in late January. I tell you, the conference, we played, you know, Broken Bow on Tuesday. You look at Ogallala's doing, with some other teams as well that, you know, Cozad's kind of coming on a little bit. That conference tournament's going to be a tough one here late January, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, the conference, I think, kind of from the outside perspective, gets a little bit of a bad rap because everybody kind of beats each other because they get so used to playing each other growing up, and you see the same kids, so you kind of figure some things out, and there's a lot of really good ball players and coaches in there, and that conference is going to be a grind both in the tournament and in the regular season, which most of us have a lot of those games left.
As I said, it's the first of a back-to-back for you coming up on Friday, Saturday, and you know the Bison. We've had some battles, whether at your place or at our place. It's always going to be a battle no matter what.
Yeah, you know, and Coach Imus does a really good job with those guys, and they're going to be physical. They're very disciplined. They crash the boards hard, and, you know, they play the game the right way, I think, and that'll make this one a fun one for us.
Well, I'm glad to hear that your future's bright, and you're going to take some lumps this year. Now and then, you got some good teams coming up. Amherst coming up. You still got Broken Bow. You got a good Sydney bunch. You still got to play Ogallala, and plus the conference tournament. But it sounds like your kids are learning every game, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, and that's kind of what we've really talked about: is embrace the process, trust in it, and just get better. We can control about three things, and that's our effort, our attitude, and how well we play as a team. And that's really what we're focusing on. And the kids have made it a blast for the coaches, and we still think we're having fun and getting better, and we know we're going to keep competing, that's for sure.